Hey everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 63. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're looking at why engagement, not traffic and revenue, are the future of social media. We'll go through four reasons for you, plus the value of engagement.
Awesome, Haley, and this is a sensitive subject, I know. But you know, I'm super happy we're talking about this because it's been on my mind as well as a lot of marketers' mind for a while now, and that's how much social media has been changing over the last few years. It used to be a one-to-many channel. Businesses would publish links, photos, and videos on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, hoping to reach as many people as they could and drive a high number of leads and sales.
That's so true. When marketers first started using social media as a marketing channel, there was a lot less content, less noise, and people were willing to click on almost everything they saw in their news feeds. And then we hit content shock.
Yep, content shock is probably the perfect way to put it. There is now way more content on social media platforms than people can consume. If a post doesn't look interesting or useful, people just scroll past it these days. And Rand Fishkin actually recently observed, Twitter, Facebook, etc. have become more challenging sources from which to drive traffic. Clicks are just harder to come by.
Totally. It's like social media used to be a megaphone, and that's just not the case anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Social media is now becoming a one-to-few channel, and often one-to-one. Businesses and organizations that are succeeding on social media now are the ones providing personalized social media experiences to their fans.
Yep, I think what we're seeing here is social media becoming more of a conversation.
Ooh, I totally agree. And I think social media is often seen as a solution to every marketing problem. And of course, it's great for certain aspects of marketing, including, you know, things like brand awareness. But the truth is, social media probably isn't going to help you achieve every business or marketing goal that you have.
Strong words, but it's so true. So I'd be curious to know, how does this relate to driving traffic, in your opinion?
Yeah, so that's a good one, driving traffic. I believe social media is no longer... And this is going to sound crazy, but I don't think that social media is a great traffic driver for most businesses. The strategy of batching and blasting marketing messages across, you know, various platforms might have been an effective way to drive clicks in the past, but not anymore. And in my mind, at least, that's not a bad thing because social media is becoming an engagement channel.
I feel like that brings up some great new opportunities too. For example, customer service is being like very well embraced by so many platforms like Messenger, Instagram Direct, and Twitter Direct Message. And lots of brands are really running with that customer service element.
Now that we've had a chance to talk that over, let's look at the four reasons that engagement is the future of social media.
Let's do it.
All right, starting with reason number one, low organic reach and referral traffic. In recent years, organic reach on social media has fallen so low that social media is becoming a less viable channel for traffic. Businesses are reaching fewer people on social media and getting less traffic from social through organic means like organic posting, organic reach. Even publishers, businesses that rely heavily on social media for referral traffic are getting much less referral traffic from social than they were in previous years. Many major publishers have been seeing a fall in Facebook referral traffic in particular, some as much as 50%.
I can completely see how that's the case, Brian. The amount of content on social media seems to be increasing far beyond what we can consume, meaning that each social media post will become less and less likely to be seen. Just thinking this through, if 10 million posts are published per day by users and brands, and all social media users collectively consume only 1 million posts per day, each post has a 10% chance of being seen. If the number of posts published per day increases up to 100 million and all social media users still consume only 1 million posts per day, each post now only has a 1% chance of being seen.
Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah, because it's not like with increased posting amount from brands, like people are going to consume more content. It stays the same. That's crazy.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs>
And the reality is that the more content that's published on social media, organic reach is going to naturally fall. We've been seeing it as a trend over the last several years, especially within the last 6 months. You know, I even heard recently that a study found that Facebook organic reach has actually fallen to about 4% throughout 2016 to 2017, which is super low. That number has fallen even further, probably, after Facebook made a change to its algorithm to prioritize posts from family and friends over brand pages. And I think that change happened, you know, in the summertime. So social media is losing its potential as a traffic channel as more and more content is posted to, you know, each platform. Michael Stelzner, CEO and founder of Social Media Examiner, who we've had on the podcast in the past, weighed in here and said that traffic has been going down, down, down for years. That's the challenge. You're not getting the reach or visibility, and we have to be okay with that reality. We as brands and marketers have to adapt.
Definitely something to start adapting to. All right, on to our number two reason today, and that is the rise of social messaging and chatbots. While social media has been the dominant platform over the last 5 to 10 years, social messaging apps like Facebook Messenger and Instagram Direct are growing much faster than social media platforms. There are now more people using the top four messaging apps than people using the top four social media apps.
Wow.
There's a strategy consulting firm called Activate that predicted that 1.1 billion more people will use messaging apps by 2018, resulting in 1.5 times more people using messaging apps than people using social media apps. So these are really big numbers.
Yeah, absolutely, Halo. Those are huge numbers. And, you know, related to what we were just talking about, the rise of social messaging signifies a change in how people are using social media, people's behaviors and preferences towards more personal one-to-one communications. You know, the first app that comes to mind is WhatsApp. I think they're up over 1.5 billion users themselves. So when people view social media, they are no longer just thinking about the posts on their newsfeed. They're also thinking about reaching your business for customer support through Twitter, receiving timely information, or ordering products through Messenger chatbot. And then, you know, all of the other communications that come through these messaging apps.
Absolutely. I know I've seen that change in myself too. And a great example here is a brand called KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, and they seem to be really running with this change. Apart from posting interesting content on their one-to-many channels, they have invested a lot in one-to-one channels. So they have over 200 agents who respond to questions on social media in 14 different languages 24/7. They developed a whole messenger chatbot that sends boarding pass, flight information, and updates to their passengers. And their passengers can get customer support and travel directions directly through Messenger 24/7. So they provide social customer support on WeChat and KakaoTalk, two of the most popular social messaging apps in Asia. So by engaging their social media fans on both one-to-many and one-to-one channels, they were able to gain tremendous business value. And so in numbers, their social media efforts helped increase their net promoter score from 35 in 2015 to an all-time high of 43 in 2016.
And for an airline, an NPS of 43 is probably just groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's a clear indicator that businesses that only push out marketing content on social media will miss out on this massive opportunity to serve customers in meaningful ways and might be left obsolete on social media. Let's move on to our third reason today, and that's that people use social media to reach brands. You know, we kind of talked about this a little bit already today, but as many of us have experienced, social media is the first place a lot of people turn to for customer support. And more people are using social media to get help from brands. The average number of social messages that needed a response from brands actually has increased by 18% from 2015 to 2016. People are not only using private social media channels such as Messenger or Twitter direct messages to reach businesses for help. People also comment on posts on Facebook to get help. Airbnb is a great example here, and they are wonderful at responding and providing assistance. So it's really that active communication in one-to-one or one-to-few channels.
I love that. Airbnb does do a great job with their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And there are definitely benefits to helping customers on social media too. I read this great study from Sprout Social where they mentioned that being responsive on social media prompts customers to purchase, while ignoring customers does what you might imagine. It brings about less yep. brand loyalty from customers. And like that feels like enough evidence to care about how customer service can get involved with social media.
Exactly. And imagine all the opportunities that there are by just having a conversation with a potential customer, whether they're mad, happy, upset, whatever it is. There's so many opportunities to provide more value. So in my mind, it's becoming easier to help your customers on social media. So we really all have less excuses not to be doing this. Social media platforms are developing more customer service tools every day to help businesses respond to their customers. You know, and if you don't believe me, I figured I'd share a few examples here. Did you know that you can now let customers send you a direct message on Twitter without them needing to follow you or you needing to follow them? You can send automated welcome direct messages on Twitter and prompt people with the best ways to reply. You can manage all of your Facebook Messenger and Instagram interactions in one unified inbox. And you can use Smart Replies to automatically answer frequently asked questions for your Facebook page.
These are all really easy to use too, so that's awesome. Okay, and here's our last reason today. Number four is that algorithms prioritize engagement. Besides engaging customers through customer service and one-to-one conversations, engagement is also about the quality of your content. Is it engaging enough to elicit positive responses from your fans? To be seen and heard on social media organically, you need to create content that engages your fans. The number of engagements on your social media posts influences the number of people who will see them. If many people engage with your post, social media algorithms will take it as a sign that your post is interesting and will more likely show that post to more people. And we have talked about this on another podcast episode too, so if you go look for algorithms, you'll get a lot more information. But essentially, if there are fewer interactions or a lot of negative interactions, like if someone were to look at your post and then click hide post on Facebook, social media algorithms will assume that it's uninteresting, irrelevant, or not useful and show it to fewer people. So the more positive interactions on your post, the more people you will reach on social media.
Yep, absolutely. And like Haley said, go check out that episode where we talk about social media algorithms. I think it's two or three ago. But I also wanted to mention, if your ultimate goal is still traffic, leads, or conversions, that's great. And I think it should be a part of every social media strategy. But really, if you break it down to what's going to lead to traffic, leads, and conversions, it's really engagement. And that should be a top priority. There's this great study by Social Bakers of 30,000 Facebook posts by over 2,700 businesses. And it found that the more interactions a page has, the higher the traffic to its website. So if you think about the kind of posts that get interactions, it's not always just a link post. You know, it's doing everything you possibly can to get those interactions and engagements up so that you can eventually drive traffic.
That's excellent news. So those were the four reasons why engagement is the future of social media. And now let's look at the value of engagement. If there isn't a strong direct revenue from social media, why would businesses join? We believe the primary reason to be on social media will be to build your brand through that engagement.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the main reasons that brand building is so important is that a customer's journey with businesses is not necessarily linear, right? So most customers rarely go from Facebook to your website to your checkout to purchase. It might be more like someone hears about your product through a friend on the same day that customer sees your Facebook posts, enjoys the content. The following week, the customer searches on Google. Maybe they recognize your brand, tweeted you a question about your product, you replied to her promptly, like we talked about earlier, and then he or she decided to order the product from your website. I want to note that even though this is a very simplified version of an actual customer journey, it's still a good frame of reference.
Yeah, that's super helpful. There's also a great Sprout Social study to support this too. They found that 85% of people have to see something on social media more than once before they will purchase it. But they will also unfollow you if you post too many promotional messages, so that's a delicate balance there. By engaging your customers through timely customer support, one-to-one conversations, and interesting or helpful content, you can strengthen your brand image. Then, when these customers are deciding if they should purchase or continue to purchase from you, this brand equity can help win them over.
Yep. And that's also been proven by research that social media interactions increase customer loyalty. A group of US researchers studied consumers' interactions with their favorite brands and their relationships with the brands. They found that consumers who engage with their favorite brands on social media have stronger relationships with those brands than consumers, obviously, who don't engage at all. So consumers who engage with their favorite brands on social are more likely to do a couple of things. They have a better evaluation of the brand, so they leave positive reviews, they stay loyal and customers longer, and then also they recommend the brands more to others.
I can see that. When customers trust your brand, there are also all sorts of other things they're more likely to do too, like give you their email address or sign up for a webinar or purchase your product when you ask them to. This is one of the reasons that MailChimp does so much brand marketing. Their brand marketing creates a bias for MailChimp so that when someone is choosing an email marketing platform, they will think of MailChimp probably first, if not like very high up there.
And there you have it. Those are our thoughts on why social media is for branding and engagement, not traffic and revenue. Thank you so much for joining us today for another episode of The Science of Social Media. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we would greatly appreciate it if you'd send this episode to one friend or one family member who you think might enjoy it.
And you're also welcome to send us a DM if you want to carry on the conversation one-on-one, or a regular old tweet as well for a maybe more public way to chat. Feel free to send any comments our way on Twitter with the hashtag BufferPodcast. Until next week, everyone.